Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
Thank you, thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Well, here I am, stepping in over my head again.
With Fibber McGee and Molly.
Folks, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, what an original greeting.
Hello and welcome to another week of comedy, funny, ha-ha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio.
Also, my podcasts are free of ads, so you can enjoy the programs commercial-free. If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
This week we have Groucho Marx returns with the secret word, and the secret word is the 63rd episode and the 64th episode. The first one is, the secret word is smile, October 12th, 1949. We all like to smile, so that's very nice. And the second episode, the secret word is clock. Clock. We'll say that again. October 19th, 1949.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is smile. S-M-I-L-E.
Really?
You bet your life! Elgin American, creators of America's most beautiful compact, smartest cigarette cases, finest dresser sets, presents Groucho Marx in the Elgin American show, You'll Bet Your Life. The comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here's that sterling Elgin American, the one, the only...
Groucho!
You don't say.
Hey, that's me, Groucho Marx. Thank you. Well, here I am again with $1,500 for one of our couples tonight. George Fenneman, who's first to try and take it away from me?
A pair of youngsters who are going steady, Groucho. They were selected by the studio audience just before we went on the air. And here they are, Anna Jung and Dave Mock. Meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to the Elgin American program. And if you say the secret word at any time we're talking, I'll pay you $100 in cash instantly. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Your name is Anna Jung?
That's right.
Where are you from, Anna?
I was born in Canton, China.
Does your last name have any English meaning, Anna?
Not to my knowledge.
Does it have any meaning without your knowledge? What does your name mean, Dave?
Well, my Chinese name is Jun, which means genuine, and that's my middle name, John.
Oh. And what does Mark stand for, title?
I don't know.
I have two in my bathroom. Sam and Irving, I call them. Oh, really? When are you two going to be married?
I don't know if we are going to get married.
We haven't talked about it.
Will the ceremony be in English or Chinese, huh?
I don't know if we are going to get married.
You're kind of stubborn, aren't you, huh? Dave, do you understand Chinese?
Oh, I speak a little of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it won't make any difference. The wedding ceremony is always Greek to the bridegroom anyway, huh? Anna, how did you meet the reluctant dragon here?
Well, it was one of the dancers, and he went stag, and my escort very impolitely left me with him, so I guess he was more or less stuck.
You consider that he was stuck?
What do you think?
I would say au contraire. I only wish I knew what it meant. Huh? May I ask how old you are, Anna?
I'm 21.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you, Dave?
24.
Is that in years or in yen?
You don't count years by yen.
You don't, huh? Well, I've got a big yen to be 21 again. I think you make a charming couple, and to prove it, we have some ideal wedding gifts for you. Fenneman? Fenneman, take good care of them, huh?
For Anna, this lovely engraved dresser set by Elgin American. It's finished in rich silver, the finishing touch for your dresser.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
For Dave, we have Elgin American's hand-engraved sterling silver cigarette case that holds 20 regular or 16 king-size cigarettes.
It's really nice.
Is there any difference, Anna, between Chinese wedding customs and ours?
Oh, yes, there are a few. The custom of the bride's family to give gifts.
It's like a dowry, huh?
Oh, well, similar.
I used to think a dowry was where you got milk until I got married. Huh? I got milk plenty, huh? Are there any specific gifts that you're supposed to get? I mean, do they indicate the...
Well, I don't know, but of course the gifts depend a lot upon your finances. If you have about 1,000 friends, you can't give everyone a cigarette case.
Well, I wish you'd try, because that's our racket here. Now, Dave, in China, is the groom the same miserable scapegoat he is here?
In China, he's the master of the house.
He's the master of the house in China? And why does everybody want to take a slow boat to China? Now, Dave, what bad habits are you going to give up after you're married?
I haven't talked about getting married yet.
Doesn't he have any bad habits you're going to correct, Anna?
Well, I would correct them. He has a few, you know, like staying up too late at night and excessive smoking.
For a girl who isn't going to marry him, you say you know a lot about him. Dave, you've been shanghaied. Now, Dave, what was there about Anna that you found particularly appealing?
Well, she was intellectual. She's good company and...
She's cute, huh?
Very good dancer.
Very good dancer. Well, I don't know what other qualifications you would want. Come home after a hard day's work and you want a big meal. Your wife is in the kitchen doing the Charleston, right? That'll certainly put you in great shape for the evening. What did you find particularly appealing about Dave?
Well, he has nice wavy hair, and he's very sweet, and I think he has a charming smile, don't you?
You just said smile. You just said smile, and that's the secret word, and that means you've just won your one
home. Oh, no!
There it is. Congratulations. Now, wipe that smile off your face, and let's get back to business here. Now, Dave, have you given any thought to what marriage is going to be like? For example, can Anna cook your favorite dish? Anna, what is his favorite dish?
Oh, well, his favorite American steak. But I think he likes the shark skin soup a little better.
Shark skin soup?
No, shark skin.
Shark fin. That isn't a fin you got. That's 100, you know. Well, that sounds like a very interesting dish. How long does it take to prepare shark skin soup?
Oh. It takes a couple of
shark
days.
Shark fin soup.
Approximately.
Takes one day to catch the shark, I suppose. Now, well, you're an attractive couple, and I wish you two every happiness.
Not married yet.
She's got $100. Hasn't that changed your attitude? Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to work together for $1,500. You bet your life. But right now, I want you to pay attention to some interesting conversation.
Say, Mary, when did you get a raise?
I didn't. What?
That new compact of yours. It must have cost plenty.
That's what I expected, too. It's an Elgin American, but it was only $4.95.
No.
Yes. Elgin American compacts always look like a lot more than they cost. Smart as tomorrow in fashion, master craftsman engraving to the last detail. Clasps, mirrors, powdered doors so flawless, they rival many other compacts that cost a lot more. Packaged with the luxury of a gem. Only Elgin American's leadership, only the greatest manufacturing facilities in the industry, can bring you first-in-fashion compacts styled by top designers of Paris, New York, Hollywood. Compacts first in jewel-like perfection, first in value, for so little money. Tomorrow, see them all, including sterling silver and 14-karat gold. Also, Elgin American's companion line of American Beauty Compacts, thriftily priced from $2.95. For yourself, for every woman on your gift list, you can't beat the greatest value of them all, exquisite, finest quality compacts by Elgin American.
Now, let's see if you two will get a chance at the $1,500 question. You're going to play your bet your life. Fenneman, straighten them out on the rules.
Each of our three couples has $20. They bet as much of that $20 as they want on each of four questions. The couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,500 question at the end of the show. Our other two couples are in a waiting room offstage, so they don't know what's happening out here.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. What question category did you select?
Name the state.
Name of the state, north or south, is that right? Now, here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$5.
What state is immediately north of California?
Oregon.
Oregon is right.
They're on their way with $25.
Remember, you're going for $1,500 tonight. You're going to bet how much of the $25 this time? 15. Remember, you're going to get married.
Not yet. 15.
All right. What state is south of Georgia? Come on. Take a stab at it. The bell is tolled. The answer is Florida.
They now have $10.
Now you've reduced to $10. Now, how much of the $10 are you going to try this time? $5? All right. Now, what state is immediately north of New Mexico?
Utah.
No, I'm sorry. The answer is Colorado.
They now have $5.
Well, now you've only got $5. All right, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. You're going to bet $5. What state is directly south of Oklahoma?
Tennessee.
No, I'm sorry. The answer is Texas. Well, apparently you two are penniless. However, it isn't a very good advertisement having you leave here broke, so I'll give you one more chance. You answer this correctly, you'll win $10. What president had the same name as Lincoln, Nebraska? What president?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is right! Thanks and good luck from Elgin American Compact. Stick around now. You might still get the crack at the big question. Double. Don't forget, you grabbed $100 in cash for saying the secret word.
Groucho, our next couple has been in a waiting room offstage, so they don't know the secret word is smile. Perhaps they'll say it. Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mrs. Joan Grant, a housewife, and Mr. Stuart Town from the State Department of Motor Vehicles. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for Elgin American Compact. And if you say the secret word at any time we're talking, you'll get $100 in cash instantly. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mrs. Grant, you're a housewife, huh?
Yes.
What does your husband do for a living, Mrs. Grant?
He's a kneeler.
He's a kneeler?
A kneeler.
What is a kneeler?
Well, he stands by a furnace and anneals metal that's in the furnace.
Does he walk around his knees at home?
No, he walks around in shorts.
Well, he'd still be on his knees, you know. How did you meet your husband, then?
Well, he delivered
Mrs. Grant. He delivered your...
I read a book, and it told about this worm hobby, you know. And we lived on a lake, and we used to fish in the winter, you know, over the ice, and we always ran
short. Fish in the winter, huh?
Anyway, I thought it'd be nice to have all the worms we needed, and then you can always sell what you have left over.
Yeah.
2 dozen per quarter. So I said...
Do you ever crack any apples and get the worms out? Is that a different kind of
a worm?
Yes,
these are special.
I thought a worm was a worm. I didn't know that.
No, these are a special breed of worm, and they...
Jump at a speckled bass?
Yeah, they're real wriggly. And should I tell you the rest of it?
Well, I'm drinking it in, Mrs. Grant. So?
He helped me, and he got interested, and he said he'd come back and help me with them, because you have to water them twice a week and feed them, and then they have capsules, and...
Worm takes capsules?
No. In 3 weeks, you dump that box over, and there's thousands of little capsules, and each capsule has from 1 to 20 worms in it. And then you put those in another box, and in 3 months, there are thousands of little worms.
And your husband does this in shorts?
Anyway, he's That's how we met.
That's how you met, eh?
One day he thought it would be a good idea if we start raising our own little worms. That's what he said.
And did you try to worm out of it?
It was a good offer, so I took it.
And how many little worms do you have now?
Two.
And do they have capsules, too? Mr. Town, eh?
Right.
Stuart Town, eh? You're from the Department of Motor Vehicles, eh?
Right.
Are you married?
Yes, sir.
How did you meet your wife? Were you wearing shorts at the time?
Well, it's quite a while back. I don't recall, but I know that
you don't remember how you met your wife?
No, I wore shorts or not.
Oh. Well, let's say you didn't wear shorts. How did you meet your wife?
Anyway.
Let's say you were wearing longies.
Or the summertime.
It was in the summer.
I went over to picnic, Brookside Park.
Where is that?
To Pasadena. I looked all around, and over there, one side, I saw these two girls, and one of them was really nice. I said, well, there she is, so we'll go get her. And I spent the whole afternoon and evening dancing there, and first thing I know, we were engaged and we were married.
Well, that'll teach you to keep out of Pasadena. Huh? Now, just what do you do at the Department of Motor Vehicles, Mr. Town?
Well, I take the $2 fee from the people that come in for license, and I give them a written examination, a vision test. They get by that all right if they come out on a road test.
Well, what kind of test questions do you ask them? Ask me test questions, Mr.
Town. How long would you put out your arm before you want to make a boulevard stop?
Well, that depends on the length of your arm, doesn't it? One more, Mr. Town. I'm pretty good at this.
Well, supposing the fire engine coming down the road.
Yeah.
How close could you follow behind it?
I'd go right behind it.
Well, that's wrong. That's against the law.
Well, why?
You must not follow behind it.
What do you want me to do, go in front of it? Happens, my God, I was caught in the hook and ladder. I had to hop all the way to Long Beach. I was known as Hopalong Groucho. Would you say you're a careful driver, Mrs. Grant?
Yes, I would.
Well, why do you think so, huh?
Well, I never drive too fast, and I always keep my eyes on the road.
It's quite a trick. Aren't you afraid you'll run over them? Well, you both passed my test with flying colors, and we have the perfect gifts for each of you from our sponsor. George.
Right, Groucho. Mrs. Grant will love Elgin American's exclusive heart-shaped compact that's definitely different. It's jeweler's bronze that looks like gold.
I think it's lovely.
George, what have you got for the Department of Motor Vehicles here?
Elgin American's popular cigarette case with today's smart leather-like look.
This is very, very lovely, and I thank you.
It's a pleasure to give it to you, Mr. Town. Now, let's get down to serious business. You're going to play You Bet Your Life, the Elgin American game, for $1,500. Run your 20 bucks into more than our other couples, and you get the chance at the $1,500 question later. Fenneman, remind our listeners how much the first couple won.
The young couple lost all their money, so the housewife and the motor vehicle man have a clear field.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. What question category did you select?
On fruits.
Varieties of fruits. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$10.
What variety of fruit is a Jonathan?
Apple.
An apple. All right.
Well, for this start, they have $30.
Remember, you're going for $1,500 tonight. How much of your $30 will it be now?
$20.
What variety of fruit is a Valencia?
Orange.
An orange is right.
They're really climbing, Groucho. They have $50.
You're climbing. You're up to $50. Here's your third question. How much of the $50 you're going to try?
$40.
What variety of fruit is a Satsuma? A Satsuma.
Plum.
A plum is correct.
Now they have $90.
How much of the $90 are you going to risk?
$70.
What variety of fruit is an Anjou? A-N-J-O-U.
Pear.
A pear is correct.
And they wind up with a grand total of $160.
You wound up with $160. Thanks and good luck from Elgin American Compacts. Now, in just 1 minute, our last couple will play You Bet Your Life, and then we know who gets the $1,500 question. Right now, listen to this.
Oh, I left my lighter at the office.
Here, use mine. You'd never leave this one behind. It's a Socialite by Elgin American.
Yes, everybody goes for Elgin American's terrific new Socialite lighters. So beautifully designed and finished, they look like jewelry. And they work like magic. That's their marvelous magic action.
It keeps the light going for others to use without pressure. Locks automatically for safety when closed. The most modern, surefire mechanism of any lighter made. Yes, these last words Socialite lighters for men and women are priced from just $4.95. Table models from $9.95. Values beyond compare. By all means, see them tomorrow at your leading store. And buy the finest lighters you can use or give. Socialite lighters by Elgin American.
Now then, we'll soon know who's going to earn the most money and get the chance of the $1,500 question. George, who's leading so far?
Well, the housewife and the motor vehicle man are ahead with $160. And here's our final couple coming in from their waiting room offstage. They don't know the secret word is smile. And here they are, a girl softball player and a steam room masseur selected by the studio audience just before we went on the air. Charlotte Piojinski and Dan Hurley, meet Groucho Marx.
Hello, folks, and welcome to You Bet Your Life. And if you say the secret word at any time we're talking, I'll pay you $100 instantly. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Charlotte, how do you pronounce your name?
Piojinski.
Would you mind spelling it?
P-I-E-C-H-O-C-I-N-S-K-I.
Now pronounce it again.
Piojinski.
Comes out just the same. You're a softball player, Charlotte?
Yes.
May I ask how old you are, Charlotte?
You may.
Okay, next question. How old are you?
25.
25, well, you don't look at me. You sure you touched all the bases? What position do you play, Charlotte?
Pitcher, first base, and outfield.
Simultaneously? Are you married?
Yes, sir.
What does your husband do, Charlotte?
He's a warehouseman.
How'd you meet him?
At the Palladium. I was...
What were you doing at the Palladium? You rascal, you.
Went to the dance. I met him.
Alone?
Yes.
You went there alone?
With my girlfriend.
And did she nab somebody there, too?
Yes.
Yeah, it must be a pretty fatal feel, that Palladium. Mr. Haley, who are you?
I'm her partner, the masseur.
Well, stop flexing your biceps and tell me, where you from, Dan?
From Watts, California.
From where?
Watts.
This sounds like Abbott and Costello, huh? Okay, I'll buy. Who's on third? Huh? Tell me a minute, Rub. What sort of clientele do you cater to at your fat rendering establishment? Huh?
We take care of lawyers, doctors, bankers, comedians, everything.
Well, thanks for the warning. We got all sorts of customers. That's a sort of a melting pot, huh?
That's right.
Suppose I staggered into your boneyard for a once-over lightly. Just what would you do to me?
Well, I'd build up your chest and... put some muscle on in the right place and take off some of the back avenue points. Fix you up in general. Condition you. Give you massages and fix the bloodstream up and just overhaul your good.
It may interest you to know that I have no blood. That stream dried up years ago. You ever argue with your customers, Dan?
No, sir.
How about you, Josephine DiMaggio? Do you ever have arguments playing softball?
Yes. I have arguments with the coaches and umpires.
Have you ever been chased to the showers by the umpire?
A couple of times.
Did he ever catch you?
No.
What kind of uniforms do you girls wear?
Satin.
Satin
one. Yes, we have blouses and long pants in the winter and shorts in the summer. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll come down some hot night and watch you play. It's quite evident that the weather has a great deal to do with how you girls shape up. You know, you've almost convinced me girls are as good as men ball players. Now, let's have a little test. Pretend you've just belted the ball over the fence for a home run. Do you slide head first or feet first?
If I hit it over the wall, I'd walk home.
But I'll remember that when I take a soft girl ball player out. Huh?
Now, potholer, that's you, Mr. Hurley. As a masseur. Well, as a masseur, could you do Charlotte any good?
Oh, sure. I could slim her down in the right places.
Well, maybe she doesn't want to go to the right places. How would you like that, Charlotte?
Let him try it.
Well, I'd like to see him try it, too. As a matter of fact, I'd like to be your assistant. Well, we're happy to have you two as our guests tonight. In return, we have some lovely gifts from our sponsor.
Lovely is right, Groucho. For Charlotte, this lovely sterling silver compact with 14-karat gold engraving and Elgin American, of course.
Beautiful.
And for Mr. Dan Hurley, this Elgin American cigarette case with a rich green leather look.
Something to show off, eh, Mr. Hurley?
Yes, sir. Nice.
All right, now let's play You Bet Your Life. You can beat the other two couples. You'll get a track at the $1,500 question. I can't tell you how much they won, but George has gone off stage to remind our listeners.
The housewife and the motor vehicle man are ahead with $160.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. What question category did you select?
Old ballads.
Barbershop ballads?
Barbershop ballads. That's right.
Now, here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you try? Five? Yes. Jerry Fielding plays You Name the Song. Play, Jerry.
And
Strawberry Blonde is right.
We're off to a great start. I have $25.
How much of your 25 will you risk?
15.
Is that all right with
That's
you?
Right
Which me. One are you?
I'm her partner, Masseur.
Oh. Are you going to try $15? What is the name of this ballad?
Caroline. Caroline.
Caroline.
Well.
Caroline Moon?
No.
Can't you hear me calling
That's
Caroline?
That's right. Can't you hear me calling Caroline?
They're really on their way. They have $40.
Here's your third question. How much of the 40 will you try?
20.
What's the title of this song?
You Tell Me Your Dream, I'll Tell
You Mine.
You
Tell Me Your Dream is right.
They all have $60.
Now, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. You have $60, and how much will you try?
The whole thing.
The works? Give me the title of this song. Play, Jerry.
Getting Along, Moonlight Bay.
Moonlight Bay is on the nose.
And they wind up with a grand total of $120. And that means the housewife and the motor vehicle man with $160 get the chance at the $1,500 question. The name Elgin American means the very finest quality, designing, finish, and craftsmanship. The best value. In exquisite compacts, gorgeous simulated pearls, magnificent dresser sets, magic action lighters, wondrous lighter cases, distinguished cigarette cases, handsome military sets, fascinating musical humidors. Your favorite store has a complete assortment of the newest Elgin American styles right now. See them. And for your own proud use, for thrilling prestige gifts, always buy Elgin American. And here's the winning couple, Groucho, the housewife and the motor vehicle man.
Well, back again to try for $1,500, eh? Good luck, and I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you, so talk it over thoroughly, and please, no help from the audience. One of our great presidents was the only man to occupy the office of Secretary of State and Secretary of War at the same time. What was this president's name? What is the answer you two have decided upon?
Roosevelt.
No, I'm sorry. It's James Monroe. So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,000.
But for beating our other two couples, Groucho, they each receive the amazing new Apollo 16mm movie projector to show Hollywood sound movies and the moving pictures you take yourself.
And in addition, you receive those lovely gifts from Elgin American and you won $160. That makes it a very profitable evening all around. Congratulations and thanks to both of you.
The Elgin American Show, You Bet Your Life, is a John Goodell production, transcribed from Hollywood, directed by Bob Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. Remember, next week's big question pays $2,000. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this time for You Bet Your Life, starring Groucho Marx.
presented by the creators of America's most beautiful compacts, smartest cigarette cases, and finest dresser sets, Elgin American.
Good night, folks. Have you looked at your compact lately?
Ladies and gentlemen, don't tell a soul, but the secret word tonight is clock. C-L-O-C-K.
Really?
You bet your life! The one, the only...
Face is familiar, but I don't place the name. Oh, that's me, Groucho Marx. Thank you. Well, here I am again with $2,000 for one of our couples tonight. George Fenneman, who's first to try and take it away from me?
Just before we went on the air, we asked if there were any youngsters present who'd like to get married someday if they found the right partner. And our studio audience selected Valerie Cote and Mike Maloof. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
And if you say the secret word at any time we're talking, I'll pay $100 in cash instantly. It's a common word, something you see every day. Valerie Cote, is that the way you
pronounce it? That's right.
Where are you from, Valerie?
I'm a native.
Native of what?
California.
Of California, huh? And Mike? Mike Maloof?
Yes, sir.
Where's your hometown, Mike?
I'm a native also.
Oh. What a coincidence, huh? You're both in the same train. Hmm? How old are you, Mike?
I'm 25.
And how old are you, Valerie?
19.
Tell me, why would you like to get married?
Home, children, security.
Mm-hmm. You can get that at the bank, you know. And Mike, why would you like to get married?
Well, sir, I have no particular reason.
Well, don't start thinking of any reasons or you'll change your mind. By the way, what sort of work do you do, Mike?
Well, I'm the chief usher at the Paramount Hollywood Theater.
Oh, West Point graduate, huh? Well, hush my mouth. Say, if you two are married, you could set up housekeeping in the lobby. Huh? You could live on popcorn. That's in case you wanted to butter him up. You understand. Where do you work, Valerie?
I'm a fountain girl.
Would you give me that again, please?
I'm a fountain girl.
You're a fountain girl? What park do you spout in?
I don't spout.
You don't spout?
No, I work at Chapman Soda Fountain.
Oh, I see. What do you do at your soda fountain?
Make Cokes, sodas, shakes.
And shakes?
Shakes.
Would you mind shaking for me now? Mike, let's get back to you. You're still here, I presume.
Yes, sir,
huh?
I am.
Well, you'll have to wait. There aren't any seats. As an usher, just what do you do, Mike?
Well, sir, I'm in charge of all the ushers. I schedule their days off and make sure that everything runs smoothly when people come into the theater.
Well, what are some of the complaints you have against movie customers, Mike?
One of our biggest annoyances would be people in the balcony, young kids shooting water all over the audience on the main floor. With little water pistols. They're awfully hard to find.
Yeah, they're hard to find? You mean the pistols are hard to find?
Yes, they hide in their coats when we come to look for them.
Uh-huh. Well, you must spend some very interesting moments, huh? Looking for concealed water pistols in the bathroom. Huh? Do you ever send five people into a row where there's only three seats?
Well, that happens occasionally.
Mm-hmm. And what happens then?
Well, they come out the other end.
Mike, are you interested in any particular girl?
No, I'm not.
Are you interested in a girl if she's particular?
I don't mean that. I mean, I'm no special girl at the moment.
Some usher. He doesn't even have a lady in the balcony. Now, what's the favorite dish you make at your fountain, Valerie?
It's the ice cream banquet. It's 60 cents.
The ice cream banquet?
Mm-hmm. We have a...
How do you make it?
We have a scoop of chocolate, scoop of vanilla, scoop of strawberry, scoop of coffee, scoop of peach, scoop of banana nut, scoop of lemon stick, fresh peaches, pineapples, strawberries, raspberries, marshmallow, whole bunch... Real whipped cream, pecans, almonds, walnuts, and a cherry.
And how much extra is the stomach pump? Well, are you fond of soda fountain specials, Mike?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'm not talking about Valerie here, you know. Although she's not a bad dish. Would you like to go to a movie with him, Valerie?
Oh, I think so.
And, Mike, would you like to hold hands with a girl like in your theater?
Yes, sir.
You'd like to hold hands with a girl in your theater? Very romantic picture. You holding hands with a girl as you run up and down the aisle. Valerie, you better have very long arms. Now, answer yes or no. Will you take this girl to your movie?
Yes, sir.
Then I now pronounce you double features. And may you have many selected short subjects. Well, I hope we started something between you two here tonight. And if anything besides a double marshmallow sundae develops, be sure to let us know. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to work together for $2,000. Right now, pay attention to this. Let's see if you two will get a chance at the $2,000 question. You're going to play your bet your life. Fenneman, bring them up to date on the rules.
Each of our three couples has $20. They bet as much of that $20 as they want on each of four questions. The couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,000 question at the end of the show. Our other two couples are in a waiting room off stage, so they don't know what's happening out here.
Here we go. Let's see how high you can build your $20. What question category did you select?
Movie star.
Married names of movie stars. Yes. Is that right? All right, here's your first question. How much will you bet? You've got $20.
Ten.
Ten? Shirley Aga is her married name. What is her screen name?
Temple.
Shirley Temple is right.
And they're off to a great start, Groucho. They have $30.
How much of your $30 will you bet?
$15.
What is Esther Gage's screen name?
Esther Williams.
Esther Williams is correct.
They're on their way. They have $45.
Here's your third question. How much of the $45 are you going to risk?
$20.
$20. What is Betty Briskin's screen name?
Betty Hutton.
Betty Hutton. These fellas too smart.
They're really on their way. They have $65.
No wonder he's a general in that movie theater. Now, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the $65 are you going to try?
$50.
Okay. What is Jane Waterfield's screen name?
Jane Russell.
Jane Russell is on the nose.
And they wind up with a grand total of $115.
Thanks and good luck. Don't run off now. You still have a chance at the big question. Who's next, George?
A married man selected from our studio audience and is his partner a mind reader. They've been off stage, so they don't know the secret word is clock. The gentleman is Mr. Bob Lampert and the mind reader, Mrs. Roberta Vincent. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
And if you say the secret word at any time we're talking... Wait a minute, a mind reader. She probably knows what the secret word is already. Having a secret word with a mind reader is like carrying coals to John L. Lewis. Roberta, let's make it fair. If your partner says the secret word, I'll pay $100 instantly. It's a common word, something you see every day. And you're the partner. Bob Lampert. You're a mind reader, eh, Roberta?
That's right.
I'm surprised you're still speaking to me, then. Where are you from, Roberta?
Originally from Kansas City, Missouri.
And Mr. Bob Lampert, eh? Lampert?
That's right.
Where are you from?
Santa Ana.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm in the sporting goods business.
What kind of sporting goods?
Oh, rackets, fishing tackle.
Rackets?
Tennis rackets.
How long have you been in the racket, huh?
Oh, about 5 years.
Mm-hmm. How'd you meet your wife, Bob?
Well, I met her in her sleep.
What do you mean you met her in your sleep?
She was going to school at the time up at San Jose State. And seems as though she overworks or crams or anything while she's a sleepwalker. Well, this night I happened to be walking down the street and I saw this job in the pink pajamas.
You saw this job, did you say?
Yeah, that was before I was married to her.
And did you apply for a job?
Later on I did.
So, what happened?
There she was, and it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, I guess.
Said clock, and that's the secret word. That means you just won yourself $100. There it is. Congratulations. Now, where were we when that clock struck? Huh?
We were at 2 at the in the morning.
That's right. You were on the main street and you were chasing a girl in her pajamas. So what happened?
I went up, woke her up, and took her back to the house, and we got acquainted, and I kept coming back.
Like a song? Roberta, do you have any little prophets at home?
I have two of them.
What does your husband do, Roberta?
Well, he's the superintendent of Old's Manufacturing Company.
Well, how did he feel marrying a mind reader?
He didn't realize he was marrying a mind reader. He didn't know it for a year, and well, just about a year after he was married.
Now, how did he find out?
Well, my bank account was so large and his was so small he couldn't just figure it out.
And do you split the money now? I mean, are you...
Well, he uses all mine and all his, so that's what works.
That's a nice arrangement, huh?
He doesn't object to it.
In addition to your bank account, what does your husband like about you particularly?
Oh, I'm a good cook, and I have a very nice disposition.
Mm-hmm. You look very amiable. Huh? Always cheerful. Huh?
Always cheerful, very cheerful.
Your husband is a very fortunate man. Huh? Not many people that have found a happy medium. Huh? How would you like to be married to a mind reader, Mr. Lampert? Huh?
Might as well be. I can't keep a secret from my wife anyway.
See, how long have you been married, did you say?
7 years.
7 years. And how old is your wife?
29.
You think your wife wants you to broadcast that little piece of information? On CBS, where 99 million people gather every week?
Hadn't thought of that.
Roberta, why do you do this mind reading?
Well, at the various Ebell clubs and Eastern Stars and schools.
Well, I don't go in for mind reading. The keyhole is good enough for me. Which do you find the hardest to read, a woman's mind or a man's?
Oh, a man's mind, much harder.
Well, why is that?
A woman will believe anything you tell her.
Not when you stagger in at 3 o'clock in the morning. Huh? Now, suppose I took a $20 bill out of my pants pocket. Could you tell me the serial number on it?
Yes, I could.
Could you also tell me whose pants I was wearing? Suppose you run into some schmo whose mind is a complete blank. What do you do then?
Well, no person has a completely blank mind.
Have you ever been in a nightclub around 4 in the morning? Mr. Lambert, do you agree with what she said? Well, now let's play You Bet Your Life for $2,000. Run your $20 into more than our other couples, and you get the chance at the big question later. Now, wait a second. Roberta ought to know all the answers. She'd win an award. Mr. Lampert, is your wife in the audience?
Yes, she is.
Would you ask her to come up here and participate in the quiz?
Hey.
She can be your partner.
Come on up, Ellen.
Ellen, come on up, will you? You see, nobody's safe while we're doing this show. How is it you're not in your pajamas, Ellen? Huh? Hello, Mrs. Lampert. Do you think you're going to be of much help to your husband?
He's going to need help when I get him home.
Well, you help him with the answers, and perhaps he'll win enough to buy you a new mink coat. All right, Fenneman's offstage. Remind our listeners how much the first couple won.
The usher and the soda fountain girl won $115.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. What question category did you select?
Down on the farm.
Down on the farm. You're a farm boy, huh? Here's your first question. How much will you bet? You've got $20.
Bet 10.
10? What kind of an animal is a Guernsey?
It's a cow.
They're off to a good start. They have $30.
Now, remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. How much of your $30 will you bet?
$25.
What kind of an animal is a shire? S-H-I-R-E.
It's a goat.
No, I'm sorry. It's a horse.
It's they now a horse. Have $5,
well,
Roger.
Now you've only got $5. Now, here's your third question. How much of the five are you going to try?
Shoot the five.
Shoot the five. All right. What is a Plymouth Rock?
A chicken.
A chicken is correct.
They're on their way again. They have $10.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the $10 are you going to risk?
Shoot the 10.
Shoot the 10? What kind of an animal is a Holstein?
It's a cow.
It's a cow is correct.
They wind up with $20, Groucho, and on top of that, they said the secret word, so they got an extra $100.
Thanks and good luck. Now, in just 1 minute, our last couple will play You Bet Your Life, and then we know who gets the $2,000 question. Now, something I especially want you to hear, so listen closely. we'll soon know who's going to earn the most money and get the chance at the $2,000 question. George, who's ahead so far?
The usher and the soda fountain girl are leading with $115. Our final couple has been in a waiting room off stage, so they don't know the secret word is clock. And here they are. A volunteer from the Traveler's Aid Society, Miss Nora Broach, and ship's purser Glenwood Hines meet Groucho Marx.
Hello, folks, and welcome to You Bet Your Life. If you say the secret word at any time we're talking, I'll pay $100 in cash instantly. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mrs. Broach?
Miss Broach.
Miss Broach, that's a good name for a woman on a jewelry show, isn't it? Mrs. I'll call you Nora, huh?
All right.
You're with the Traveler's Aid, eh? Tell me, just where do you travel?
I don't travel.
Well, where are you from?
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
How'd you get here?
I took a train.
Pretty smooth article, isn't it? It isn't easy swiping a train, you know. They leave those telltale tracks all the time. Where's Hines, Glenwood Hines, huh? You sound like a summer resort. You know, you ask somebody, where have you been? He said, I was up to Glenwood Hines for a couple of weeks. Now, Pisa, what do you do on your ship besides snatch purses?
Oh, I listen to people's complaints and make out the payroll.
Tell me something about your boat.
Well, it isn't a boat, it's a ship.
Wise guy. Well, how much do you charge for a bucket of live bait on your ship?
Passenger ship.
Passenger ship. How much do you charge for a bucket of live passengers on your ship? Just where does your mudscow go? All the romantic far-off places like Singapore, Cairo, Bali?
No, we go to Catalina. That's romantic.
Catalina, is that the total length of your voyage? From Los Angeles to Catalina?
No, go to...
Where else do you go?
Catalina to Los Angeles.
Man, the lifeboat's mate, I struck a rock. How big is your ship, Glenwood?
Oh, it's about 300 feet long, 52 feet in width.
What's her capacity?
Oh, it's about 1,950 passengers.
Is that fully loaded?
Well, the ship, not the passengers.
You're turning into a joke snatcher. You know? I was lame for that joke, too. Now tell me, Moby Dick, how long did... this tramp steamer you're on, how long does it... How long does it take to make your Catalina trip?
Which way?
Any way but down, huh? How long to Avalon?
It takes about 2 hours and 10 minutes. Sir.
And coming back?
About 2 hours.
Why is it faster coming back? Is it downhill?
No, it's we take a different route and it's a little shorter.
You take a different route?
And it's a little shorter.
Why, you get sick of the scenery on the... You ever get seasick?
No.
Has the airplane business hurt the boat business much going on?
I don't know. Airplane passengers, they get seasick and they come aboard and take the ship ride, mm-hmm. and vice versa. Mm-hmm.
I never took the vice versa. Is that coping? That's a much smaller boat, isn't it? Now, what do these people do once they reach Catalina?
Well, they usually go up to famous Bird Park, Seal Rock Colony, and they also take the famous glass-bottom boat ride.
Glass-bottom boats?
Glass-bottom boat, yes.
I've heard of boxes with glass jaws, but never with glass... Well, never mind. Why do they have a glass bottom?
Well, so they can see the marine life.
Well, some of those Marines have very interesting lives. However, I didn't know you could see them through a glass-bottom boat. Well, let's get back to you, Nora. It's good to see you again. Did you have a nice trip?
I haven't traveled anywhere.
Well, it's done you a lot of good, anyway. As a traveler's aid worker, just what do you do?
Oh, we help people who come into the station who are lost. We give them information and direction service.
Well, what do you get for all this trouble?
I don't get paid for it. It's volunteer service.
And why do you go to all this trouble if you don't get paid for it? Hanging around the station.
Well, it's very interesting work, and there's a good deal of satisfaction in helping people.
Well, that's a wonderful philosophy. Do you have any other job, Nora?
Yes, I work at the Los Angeles Credit Managers Association.
Well, what are your hours there?
From 8 o'clock in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon.
If I'd only learn to keep my big mouth shut, huh? Well, Nora, you just said clock, and that's the secret word tonight, so you just made yourself $100. I see the sailor is horning in on it over here. A typical sailor, huh? Now you're going to play your bet your life. If you beat our other two couples, you'll get a crack at the $2,000. I can't tell you how much they won, but George is offstage to remind our listeners.
The usher and the soda fountain girl are still ahead with $115.
Let's see how high I can build you $20. What question category did you select?
Capitals of the world.
Capital cities of the world. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$10.
$10.
What is the capital city of Spain?
Madrid.
Madrid is correct.
We're off to a good start. They have $30.
Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. How much of your $30 will you try?
$15.
What is the capital city of Iraq? I-R-A-Q. Iraq. Take a stab. I'm sorry, it's Baghdad. That was a tough one.
They now have $15.
All right, you've got $15. Here's your third question. How much of the 15 will you try?
Ten.
What is the capital city of the Republic of Israel?
Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv is right.
Yeah. Well, they're on their way again. They have $25.
All right, you've got $25. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 25 are you going to risk?
20.
20.
What is the capital city of Greece?
Athens.
Athens is right.
And they wound up with $45, Groucho. And on top of that, they said the secret word, so they got an extra $100. And that means the usher and the soda fountain girl with $115 get the chance at the $2,000 question. And here's the winning couple, Groucho, the usher and the soda fountain girl.
Well, back again to try for $2,000, eh? Good luck, and I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you, so talk it over thoroughly and no help in the audience, please. Here it is. The East and West were finally linked together when a golden spike was driven at Promontory Point, completing the first transcontinental railroad. In what state is Promontory Point? Mr. Maloof, what is the answer you two have decided upon?
Wyoming.
Oh, I'm sorry. The correct answer is Utah.
Oh!
So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,500. Congratulations and thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Bet Your Life is a John Goodell production, transcribed from Hollywood, directed by Bob Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing. And as always, peace.